Hey Todd, just talking about your website. Do you everything on that site? All the recordings, the editing, everything?
I used to. Yeah, I think up till the first for the first 6 years, I did everything. I did the I would record the audio, that's step one, and then I would edit the audio, and then I would transcribe it. Then after I would transcribe it, I would write the quiz, and then I would find photos for the audio, and then I would make the multimedia, which was usually Flash. Then I would organize it and upload it onto a web server. So yeah, I used to do everything.
Oh, you're multi-skilled.
Yeah, well, I learned how to do a little of everything, so it was good. But now I outsource a lot.
What does that mean? You have other people do those parts for you?
Yeah, like usually I have now around 6 to 7 people around the world that help me out. So I just find people like digital assistants online, and they specialize in one thing, and then I hire them through different agencies, and then they do the work for me. So it's great.
And how do you choose who you're going to use for those tasks?
Well, usually what you do is you post a job on a site, you place a bid, or you just post a job, and then different contractors post a bid, and you can look at their experience. And then if you find somebody, let's say an audio editor or a transcriptionist or a photo editor, then you hire them, and you could either pay them one set fee for like a one job, or you can pay them by the hour. And I usually pay people by the hour. So like right now I have a transcriptionist who works from Spain. She's a retired secretary, and she does all the transcriptions for me now. So there's fewer mistakes. There's a student in America who's Chinese who finds my images and she crops them now as like a part-time job. There's a guy in India who edits a lot of my audio now. So he's a professional sound engineer.
Wow.
Yeah, and I send him the audio, he does that.
So these people are all working like freelancers in their specific field.
Yeah, usually what they do is they are professional and maybe they moonlight at night. They do a little extra work. Or in some cases, they just have a part-time job and they want to make a little extra money working online. Or it's their career, actually, and they work for many people. So they'll cobble together many contracts with different people. Like, for example, the transcriptionist, I know that she does transcription work for 5 or 6 contractors or companies. So she's always busy. And actually, everybody who works for me has contracted work with other people. So yeah. So it's great.
And do you have direct contact with these people, or do you just deal with them via the agencies?
You can, well, it's an online agency. I use a company called Odesk, and I also use another company called Freelancer, and they can contact me through there. They usually don't like you to email directly, but usually you have to give them your email, and then sometimes they email me and we just, contact back and forth. And it's great. We use Dropbox. So Dropbox is a service where we all can share the same folder. So we can just share files online and they do whatever work I need done. And
Wow,
that's it.
sounds great.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah, it's
Are you always
great.
happy with the quality of the work you get then?
Usually most people are really good. I mean, sometimes you get contractors that aren't the best, but yeah, it's good. And the thing is it doesn't cost that much money. You might have, let's say somebody does 10 hours of work 1 week and they make $10 an hour. In some countries that's a lot of money. That's pretty good money. So they get a pretty decent wage and you get really good value for your money. And it's a real big help for me. I can do more with the website by outsourcing it.